4 days, 165 events, 13 keynote speakers. Get priority access to all the official events at socialmediaweek.org/Chicago. Now, I'm a customer service guy. If the service is good, I make a attaboy for whoever it was that gave me the service. If it's bad, yeah, I'll do that thing too. So to complain and to compliment, to tell a company that an overworked help desk employee who went out of her way to do a kind of a workaround to get my computer working again is the kind of service I don't commonly see. And that's important. But mostly, it's complaints. So next time, perhaps what I should do, and maybe what we're suggesting here you should do, is to turn to social media to complain, to extol. You might get faster response by going through Twitter and Facebook. Yeah, it's true. Kim Beasley, she's sort of a social media speaker, coach, and consultant. So give me some examples of how social media, and not the old 800 number, can, in some instances, give you better, faster service.
Oh, gosh, where do I start? I know one example of myself. I actually was having a problem with the company, and they billed me for an amount that was wrong, and I asked them day and night for 24 hours. They wouldn't get it to me, so I took to social media. They responded
immediately. What did you do? You went to Twitter?
Oh, no, I went to Google Plus and Facebook. I wrote a message of what they did, and it got to them, and they refunded my money immediately.
Now, that's because a lot of companies know this, and they have, I guess it's in their marketing department, staff dedicated to scouring the Internet for any time a company is mentioned.
Oh, yes. Another example, Comcast Cares has really great customer service. I had a friend whose Comcast went straight out. And she couldn't get to them. I got to them on Twitter, and they were like, oh, we can help her. So we sent messages to each other, and I got them connected to her, and her service was restored.
So what do you say on Facebook, Twitter, Google groups? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Well, do you just sort of put it out there, or are you just saying, boy, I had a bad deal today. I ordered this, and they charged me that. Is that how you write it? How do you
actually
phrase it?
Actually, I try to encourage people to stay positive. And when you are writing a message about a company, go ahead and tag them in the sense of find where their page is on Facebook, find out what their Twitter handle is, and make sure you tag them in your message to alert them that there is a question out there.
So when you were complaining about the overcharge, what did you say?
I tagged them in my message, and I just basically stated the facts, and I warned people to be aware of this if you're doing business with
this company. Okay, so they know that it gets out there. So do they check to see how many followers you have to see if it's worth responding to you?
Yes. I have quite a few on Google Plus.
Now, does
Facebook.
That mean a guy like me who might not have so many followers on Twitter? I've only got, I don't know, 700. Might they not respond as fast?
Most companies who are mining their social media will respond regardless of how many followers you have.
Is social media appropriate for any instance of problem?
It's appropriate depending on the way you handle it. If you're completely negative and you're tearing down a company, that company may have an adverse response to you. In the case of a major food establishment where there were a lot of negative comments, and they took down every single one of the negative comments and didn't really respond to them. So you want to try to have a positive.
That's the old model where you try to scrub out all the negative and just hope that the positive rises to the top of searches.
Right.
But now they're fully engaging with, artfully stated complaints. As you say, you know, be friendly, be positive, be disappointed. But don't just ravage the company and say nothing but trash about them.
Even when you have bad news, if you're the bearer of bad news or a bad customer service issue, make sure you still keep a positive spin on it. Because my mom always taught me you can win a lot more people over with sugar than you can being sour.
Now, how about blogging? A lot of people blog. Mm-hmm. Is that another vehicle to get the word out there and maybe get a response?
Oh, yes. Blogging is an example where I actually had a issue with PayPal where someone stole money from me. They somehow accessed my account and stole
money from me. Now, that's scary.
Money from, yes,
that's,
that was very
they pride
scary.
Themselves on having a little lock image there to ensure and make you feel secure that they're protecting your money.
Yes, and I blogged about it, and PayPal actually had a customer service person contact me, and the issue was resolved within a time frame that was shorter than what I had actually expected.
Was it something you did or they did? I'm worried.
No, it was just someone got hold to my PayPal account somehow, and they just got in and took all the money out.
So will there be like a critical mass at some point where the company is saying, well, now too many people are responding this way. We've got to go maybe back to the old model and put that 800 number up front first.
Well, companies that do that are not taking into consideration their customers' way of wanting
right,
to communicate.
Right. You go where the customer is.
You do what the customer wants. Customers nowadays want microwave communication. And what I mean by that, they want instant responses from their from companies. And if companies are not instantly responding, then customers may just go to the competition that is.
So what do you consider an instant response? Is it minutes, hours?
I would say within 30 minutes to
really?
A couple hours.
I mean, that's pretty quick.
There are some companies that are quicker than that.
Because normally you dial in to the 800 number and you're maybe leaving a message and you're grateful if they get back to you within a couple of days.
Oh, yeah. With the microwave communication, customers are expecting that. I know on Twitter that Zappos is really great about that. There are companies that actually mine their social media. And when they mine their social media, that means they're responding to customers immediately.
Now, that's interesting because I can see how that could be exploited by untrustworthy customers who just, you know, put it out there and hope that it's found and that they're going to get like a free coupon or something.
Yeah, you have those customers like that. But I think you really have customers who are truly wanting customer service that actually will go to social media.
So in every instance, I should try that first. And if I don't get a response within an hour, say, I should go back to the old methods?
Well, first of all, when you use social media, make sure the company is on social media. Just because they have Twitter and Facebook on their website doesn't mean that they're mining or listening to their
people. How do I know?
People. Well, you send a message to them. If they don't respond in an appropriate amount of time, then I would say, yeah, take the route of phone or email.
That's what I did. I bought a candy at the train station, and it had probably been there for years. It wasn't the candy manufacturer. Well, let me say, Fannie Mae. And I went to their website. I sent them an email. Immediate response. That was the old model, mm-hmm. but they were still very quick. Sent me a letter. I said, it's not your fault. And I gave them the numbers. There was no expiration date, but there was numbers on the package, and I sent that. And they said they were going to take it up with the proprietor, which made me feel good. And they gave me a $5 gift card.
Awesome.
I mean, that's nice. But that's the old model, and that's always there mm-hmm. if the social media model doesn't work for you.
Correct. Definitely. One of the things that I would definitely say is have documentation. Social media is a really great, quick way, but make sure you document whatever responses you have with that company. You never know if you're going to need it for later.
Yeah, I still have that little candy bag in case somebody wants to ask some questions. Kim Beasley can be found at Kim Beasley Consulting, which can be found at kimbeasley.com.
Thank you.
Every time you hear think of your name, I'm thinking of The Office. Uh-huh. Where it was, what was her name? Beasley was her last name, was the receptionist. But BEASLEY, KimBeasley.com. Thanks for coming into the Allstate Showcase studio.
Thanks for having me.